Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhouseonline.com.au.
And speaking of gratitude,
fire, fire. Open House around Australia with Lee Hatcher. And now, the good news.
Yes, we've allocated our weekly Now the Good News segment to the most wonderful Australian initiative that's gone viral, and it's all about gratitude. The 365 Grateful Project, which had humble beginnings in the suburbs of Brisbane. Hayley Bartholomew was living a pretty average suburban life, often thinking of how much better life would be if this happened or that happened. Before long, it sowed in Hayley's mind some seeds of discontent, eventually some depression. Then she learnt how to be grateful for the things right under her nose. And Hayley joins us on Open House tonight. Hayley, welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks very much for joining us. Good on you. When you looked at your life in Brisbane at the time, it would have seemed pretty ideal, didn't it?
Yes, I had two kids, a gorgeous husband, good life. It wasn't perfect, but it was definitely a fantastic average kind of life. I think maybe I wanted something a bit more exciting.
It's interesting to me that those thoughts of one day life will be better if only this or that happened, they're thoughts I'm sure we all have, but they led you to such a level of discontent.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you're constantly thinking about what you don't have or you wish you had or when this happens, you can't see what's right in front of you. So, yeah, I think it's pretty easy to... And I think also, you know, in TV shows and ads and everywhere you look, there's stuff you don't have. Or on Facebook, everyone's like, oh, I just got this and I'm travelling to Europe. And,
yes,
you know, it's like, yay.
Good luck to you.
For you.
Yeah, but it's common to all of us, I think.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty easy trap to get into.
So where did it take you then?
So I was pretty miserable, and someone told me about a nun who did some like spiritual direction sort of stuff, and so I started seeing her, and I think I only went three times, but she said to me, you know, this really profound thing that happiness is not about, you know, what you have or where you are or anything. It's about reflection and gratitude. And she said, try it out for 10 days, Hayley. And I said, what do you mean? And she was like, just at the end of the day, take 10 minutes, see if there's anything good in your day, like really reflect through your day. And if there is, you know, write it down as something you're grateful for.
And I bet there was.
Well, to be honest, the first couple of days I was a little bit stumped.
Okay.
Which is really embarrassing if you saw my life. It's pretty good. But I think it was just my brain had not been used to thinking that way. And I had to kind of train it to look.
Yeah, so you had to work with it for a while.
Yeah, I did.
Did it take long before you started to think, oh, I could be grateful for this or that?
Yeah, I think about 4 or 5 days in, I noticed, I realized I was actually seeing things that, like, just in writing down and reflecting, that were really important things, and I had been missing them. And so it kind of got me a bit excited and, you know, made me start to really take it seriously and kind of, you know, want to take on a bigger project with it. So writing isn't really for me, so I thought naturally, being a photographer, I would take a photo instead.
So when did you pick up your camera and begin what has now become 365 Grateful?
It was early 2008, the first one I did, and I bought a lot of Polaroid film for this project, which was on its way out to production, so I bought it on eBay, cost a fortune, but and I took, because of the cost of the film, I decided I had to limit myself to one photo a day. But after probably, I think, about 2 months, even a month in, I started to think I need more photos. There were more than one a day that I could see, and I'd take, you know, in the morning I'd take a photo, and then later in the day I'd think, oh, no, this was brilliant too.
Ah. So what impact did it have on your mood and your life, and how long did that take?
About 3 months in, I think there was a really big turning point. I think the first thing I noticed was I guess my relationship with my partner, my husband, and he, I had kind of, you know, just blanketly kind of labelled him as not romantic, but when I started doing the project, I started seeing every couple of days he was in it for something, because he was doing amazing things all the time, but I hadn't been seeing them, I guess. But they're not like super, you know, movie-style romantic. It's just like constantly bringing me cups of tea or thinking of me in ways, you know, everyday kind of ways. So in about... So that was probably in a month in, I saw that, and that was really beautiful.
It's probably a pretty good indication of the dangers of that kind of thought process, if only I could do this or only if only I could do that, because so much is moulded by a Hollywood view of life, perhaps.
And also just, you know, stories and, you know, we all grow up on where, you know, this is what is really thoughtful or this is, you know, just judging things as what they are rather than seeing what you actually have in somebody else, what
yes.
their gift is, I guess.
It's interesting that you could see it first through a camera lens instead of in your face.
Yes, it is interesting. I think it's the camera lens so much is in it, it's more the fact of choosing to find it every day. I will look this way. I will look at life this way. I will hunt out the good and I will see what I actually have rather than what is maybe what, you know, in a relationship, instead of seeing what he wasn't doing, I was seeing what he did do.
Yeah. We're speaking with Hayley Bartholomew, the founder of the incredible 365 Grateful Project. Hayley, give us a few snapshots of the kinds of pictures you took over that year, which I should mention are on your 365 Grateful website, 365grateful.com.
Yep.
And we'll post it on our Facebook page tonight.
Yeah, look, there's all sorts of photos. There's photos of, like, my brother making me a garden bed in the front yard, or my Ugg boots in winter, or, you know... catching a conversation as it's a photo of my children playing dolls and their hilarious conversation that I happened to walk past. And, you know, just sweet little moments. A leaf, an amazing leaf with the light hitting it. Or a parking meter with money in it when I had no money. How nice is that?
Cool. What a gift.
It is, totally.
Yeah. What were you saying when you started to collect those pictures? What do you think you were saying in this process that was underway?
I was saying I'm going to be here right now and see what I have right now and kind of thank you to the world. But yeah, really, it's like appreciating what is here right now and good.
Then, thanks to the internet, 365 Grateful began to go viral. How did that start?
So I'm on a photo sharing site called Flickr, and I just started to scan the pages of my diary, which I was putting these Polaroid photos and writing underneath them every day, and I just scan them and put them up there and share them, and very quickly, like, lots of people were like, I'm going to do this too, and a whole group of us started to keep going with it.
Yeah, it's the great thing about the internet, and we've been talking since we've been thinking about interviewing you for tonight. We've thought, hey, that's something we could do on our Facebook page for Open House Community.
Yeah, it's a great project. It's very fun and quite addictive.
Were you surprised at the response from people around the world?
Yes and no. I guess it's so simple and kind of fun, and, you know, everyone has a camera now.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think it's something really positive and beautiful to do. So it is kind of surprising how quickly it kind of went off. But yeah, no as well.
Yes. How did it make you feel, based on where you'd come from, and how this project started with that simple but profound advice from that Catholic nun? How did it make you feel when this started to take off?
Really feel anything till I started to get some letters from people. It was in a magazine article early on, and this lady wrote to me and told me her story, and I was kind of humbled and astounded and really moved by her sharing her choice to take on this project in really hard circumstances.
Yes. Can you tell us perhaps one or two of those kind of stories where it's really impacted people?
Yeah, look, Amy is a lady who wrote to me about how she read the article in Notebook magazine about my story and why, you know, I was a bit down and I started taking photos, and she was really inspired, and she read it on the day that she was to give birth to twin daughters. And there was some complications with one of them, and 24 days later her baby died. But she decided to do a grateful project starting on the day of her daughter's funeral, and her first photo was of 24 butterflies that were released for every day of her daughter's life. And it's an absolutely moving story. Amazing, amazing woman she is. I've met her and we've interviewed her for the film. And, you know, to choose under such hard circumstances to see the good in her life is so courageous and beautiful and really powerful.
And inspirational. It cannot leave you unmoved.
No.
About what you've achieved through this.
No.
And through the lives of others.
Insanely humbled, really, because,
yes,
you know, it's, I think there's something in, you know, choosing to change what's in you, and then it just naturally flows, I think, whereas if you're like, I'm going to change the world, it just doesn't work that way. I think it's better to, you know, I'm not grateful. I need to focus on this.
Yeah, it's a good way to start. The best things often begin small.
Yeah.
You mentioned the film. There's now a documentary about this pretty remarkable project, very deservedly being made. Tell us about that. Where did that start?
Well, it actually started with Amy writing to us, and I just was like, wow, this story needs to get out there. And so my mum and I started to talk about how could we make this into a film or a documentary, and more people, you know, started to write, and stories came in, and we just got extremely excited about the, you know, kind of exploring and discovering how much power there is in gratitude.
Yes.
So, yeah, we're very, it'll be probably a year before it's released, but it's extremely encouraging and exciting to interview these amazing people who have found basically what I've found.
So how has it changed your life? It's certainly made you more grateful. How would you put a form of words to that, how it's changed your life, this whole project?
I think it's constantly changing my life in lots of different ways. I think the number one thing is it really taught me the power of what you think, and the way that we have so much control over our happiness no matter what our circumstances are. Mm. And stop looking ahead, I guess, and be really present. I think that's just a really amazing gift when you can do that. So I guess that's been a big, on my mental state is a huge change, but also just the sharing with other people and the connections with people like Amy and online, other women and men as well who've discovered this as well. It's just been such a gift, I guess. I'm not sure that I'm summing that up very
well. No,
quickly.
I think you are. I think it truly is a gift. And I know you've been a great inspiration to many people. And I'm sure after we've spoken to you tonight, and people will hop onto your website. And as I said, maybe we might try it ourselves for the next year.
Oh, I'd love to see it.
It's a wonderful achievement. So congratulations and all the very best. And I'm glad that the documentary is not out for another year, because it'll give us a bit of time to come and talk to you again when it comes out. Love to see it.
Lovely. Thank you for having me.
Hayley, thanks very much indeed for talking to us. We'll talk soon.
Okay.
Hayley Bartholomew, founder of the 365 Grateful Project, and you can find out about the documentary at 365grateful, one word, .com.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit openhouseonline.com.au.